Hey, it's the good version of The Drive. Welcome in. 6 a.m. Jason is not pleased. It's dark outside. He does not like doing shows in the dark. But J. Ross, I'll get you through it. It's only going to be dark for like another hour.
Thank goodness. The sun does.
It comes up.
It does? Okay.
Knowing you, though, you'll probably be here when it gets dark again. So
tonight I will be.
Just relax, man. Yeah. Carmichael Dave is going to he's going to New Orleans. It's the damnedest thing.
It's the Boogie Bounce.
He's going to see his boy Boogie.
Yeah.
Kings and Pelicans tonight, as a matter of fact. Is it Smoothie King? That's New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
It's the Smoothie King Arena.
Yes.
Hi, Kyle. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
I missed you, buddy.
No, this is great. I like this.
Did you wear that shirt for me?
Yeah. Well, when I reached in, it was right there on the top, and I was like, appropriate.
Absolutely appropriate.
Yes, because I had done laundry and folded everything and put it away, and this is right on top. So
Kyle's got a Colin Kaepernick shirt on, and I think you wore that for me, and I'm going to believe that. As we said, Carmichael Dave is in New Orleans today, so we'll be with you not just today, but Monday as well. And we thank all those who are already up and doing their thing, who are still up from last night, who may be working that graveyard shift, or you're just partying hard because it's the holidays. If you want to connect with us throughout the day, we're guest-free for all 3 hours, man. It's just us, and it is you. As you heard the phone numbers there just a moment ago, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Of course, the text line always readily available for you. We got that right in front of us here at 44-1140. Plenty of things to get to today. 8 o'clock hour, we'll spend a lot of time looking ahead to week 14 in the NFL season, which kicked off yesterday. A huge win for the Atlanta Falcons. Man, you talk about the Atlanta Falcons needed that just to survive. And we saw Drew Brees with the ball in his hands, needs to go 80 yards, 3 minutes and 30 seconds left. I was pretty comfortable that the Saints were going to walk away with that win. But an uncharacteristic mistake from Drew Brees there late.
Yeah, I loved the – there were a lot of small little subtle things that happened in the last 3 minutes that are really debatable, that are fun. You know, not accepting the penalty, going for fourth down. Actually, the play where Ginn caught the ball, he had to be taken off the field. That cost him a timeout, which still could have prolonged the game. There was a lot of stuff there, and then the way it ended, I didn't like that. I didn't like the last flag. I don't know if New Orleans would have won, but I didn't like that play.
The decline penalty had me thinking my level of stupid had hit an entirely different level because I couldn't figure out what was going on. And I'm watching it like, it's fourth and one. Didn't they just get penalized? And I missed the decline part because I'm thinking, why would you decline it? So I'm watching this. The whole thing plays out. And finally, I'm like, I don't understand what just happened. So I rewound it, and that's when I caught the, oh, they declined it. It's like,
yeah.
Why would you decline it?
And then I was kind of, I think it was Collinsworth that was saying, well, they may just do the hard count, you know, like get up there and, you know, just like, okay, they're not going to be drunk. But they went quickly, got the first down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, that comes after the bizarre end of, and can we talk about how weird that interception was? He caught it and secured it. And look at him. He's thinking, don't drop it.
Right.
And he doesn't try to break his fall with the ground. He doesn't try to land on his feet. He just, that ball hits his chest. He coddles it and takes a flat back bump onto the turf there at the Mercedes-Benz Dome.
That's how, like, I would jump into a pool, but not onto my back and securing an interception.
Like, that hurt for sure, right?
Absolutely.
There's no way. There's no way it didn't.
Yeah, he lost his win when everybody's trying to celebrate.
Oh, man. Absolutely. The end of the first half.
Oh, that was bizarre, though. He could have used those 3 points.
Where Matt Ryan throws the interception.
Terrible pick.
It gets run back to wherever, and then a penalty is called, and it's like, okay, the field goal doesn't count, which I didn't understand. I still don't understand that rule.
Yeah.
I'm still not clear what happened there. And then Matt Ryan comes out first play of the second half and throws an interception.
Right.
Like, wait. Matt Ryan, by the way, is the first quarterback to throw interceptions on consecutive passes since, you know when?
I don't.
Nathan Peterman.
Peterman, week 11 of this.
I should have got that.
NFL I didn't even know the answer to that.
Nathan, the legend.
Did he do it 3 in a row?
I think
or 4 in a row?
I think he did it 5 in a row.
Yeah.
He only threw 5 passes. It
all
just
picks.
Worked. They were all intercepted.
Good completion ratio.
The legend.
Yeah.
That is.
Peterman.
I love that my first thought when Nate Peterman was, he sounds like a Seinfeld character. Yeah, dope, because he was a Seinfeld character. Peterman.
Yes.
Elaine's boss. So that's one of the things we'll talk about. The playoff ramifications for Thursday Night Football, as we said, not just the playoff ramifications for Thursday Night Football, but the playoff ramifications moving forward for both of those teams. Saints are still in really good shape for their division. That's an incredibly competitive division with the Saints, the Panthers, and the Falcons all vying for a playoff spot. But the Falcons were as good as done. In fact, just looking right now at where the Seahawks are, looking at the this, I'm comfortable in saying the Falcons were done.
I agree.
Had they lost, had that Drew Brees drive gone the way most Drew Brees drives go, we're talking about the Super Bowl hangover today, and the Falcons making Super Bowl last year, losing and not likely making the playoffs this year. Now, granted, they're still on the outside looking in because of tiebreakers and different things like that with Seattle and Carolina, but they're in a much, much better position than if those final few seconds had gone another direction.
Yeah, and Atlanta still in their final three games plays the Saints again. So if they can win now the next time in New Orleans, yeah. I mean, if they win out, they'll win the division. So that's what's crazy for Atlanta. That's where the swing was. Had they lost, I think they would have been buried because there was too much competition. And I think the Saints would have won the division, basically. I mean, they would have been in great shape. And the more home games they can get, the more dangerous they will be. Though I think they're really pretty good. And I wonder about the injury to Kamara early, what that kind of did to them overall.
Well, he already tweeted, hey, don't worry about me. I'll be back next week.
Yeah.
But that's not how concussion protocol works, big fella. But obviously we all hope that he is back next week. Don't want to talk about another star having a concussion.
Mm-mm.
And but what's going on with Sean Payton, by the way? First thing I noticed just during, I feel like Sean Payton needs to walk away from football here pretty soon. I had to do a Google side by side. He's gotten really fat.
Mm.
Like, I mean, Sean Payton used to be a very slender, fit. Or, I don't know if he was fit or not, but he's not that anymore. He's a very chunky little fella.
It's New Orleans cooking.
Yeah. Okay. He's got to chill.
Yeah.
He does not look healthy. And then, you know, there's he goes out to argue the halftime penalty, you know, the one we were just talking about right before halftime. There were no ramifications from that. But on the final, you know, after the interception, there was actually a minute 20 left, I think, and the Saints had two timeouts. So they were going to get the ball back had they just stopped him from getting first downs.
And how about that fumble?
Oh, my goodness.
Could you believe that if they got – I mean, I thought they were going to get that recovery.
And it just falls into a lineman's hands. No one knew the ball was on the ground. But he runs out there. Sean Payton runs out there again, and he says he's trying to call a timeout. And he's just, like, charging at the official. And the official's looking dead at him like, you've got to be freaking kidding me, and throws the flag.
That's the
and
play that I didn't
the,
like.
That ended the game.
I mean – should Payton have done it? No, but I mean, that did end the game, and I don't know that the Saints would have come back at all. But I didn't like it ending that way. And yeah, you're right. Payton did that. He had the gesture to Freeman. He had a interesting night, to say the least.
Gesture to Freeman?
I do.
No.
Yeah, I saw it.
See, this is why I would never survive. This is one of the thousands of reasons I would never survive as a pool reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I got the coach. I got the video. Hey,
look,
let me run up there.
Yeah.
Let me show. It's right here on my phone.
Yeah.
It's all over social media.
While I'm here, can I take a selfie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smile, coach.
Yeah.
You look super happy right now.
You don't. That's the defense he goes with.
Come on, man.
I don't remember that.
Stop it.
You could probably go, hey, coach. What was the why'd you have the formation? Oh, on that 2nd and 3 in the second quarter with 8:11 left?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that, but I don't remember a gesture. Come on.
Devontae Freeman remembers. I hate when that compete comes out, boy. I'm going to tell you that right now. When that compete comes out at the most inopportune times, too. Jim, lead us off strong, buddy. Good morning. Or you know what, Jim? Don't. It's cool. Jim?
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
Hey, you know what? I got to tell you. Jason Brelly knew I'd be calling as a true Falcons fan. Been that way for decades. My heart is in the South. A true fan will tell you that the Super Bowl is a bonus, but all we want to do is beat the Saints at home every season, baby.
There you go.
And that's what we got. So that's all I want to say, man.
Good stuff.
About it, they're not going to do anything in the playoffs, no matter how good their record is. Bye-bye, Saints.
Shots fired, you dirty bird.
We appreciate you, Jim. Thanks, buddy. Have a fantastic day and a fantastic weekend.
Saints are good.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think last night, you know, you and I talked about this on the lowdown yesterday. Sometimes the more desperate team, and I don't think the Saints played well. Like, I don't want to take away. I don't want it to be that. Let's take away from what the Falcons did. It was a Thursday night football game, which no one is happy about, by the way. Drew Brees says something about Thursday night football, and it's not the first time we've heard it. I mean, it's not the first time that we've heard it when a player has gotten injured and their teammates have reacted to it. But it does matter because of Drew Brees' place in the Players Association. Thursday night football is going to be a big conversation in 4 years.
Needs to be.
And the problem for the players right now is that the players' concerns are getting to a – that's becoming a long list. And it's the
what's
owners –
what do they prioritize?
Right.
Yeah.
The owners are just going to look at that and go, pick the one that is most important to you and maybe we'll bend. But it's the weakest players' union in all of sports.
Yeah.
And it's because of non-guaranteed contracts and salary discrepancy. Like these guys,
I'd go for guaranteed contracts.
Absolutely. That has to be priority number one. Guaranteed contracts have to be priority number one. But what are you willing to sacrifice? Thursday night football, because of the money that goes to the owners, will absolutely be sacrificed, but will have to be a sacrifice for the players. But Drew Brees had a lot to say about that. So we'll get into all that. Lots of NBA stuff last night, including a fantastic game with the Lakers and the Sixers. We'll touch on some NBA as we continue here. It's the Lowdown in for the Drive on Sports 1140. Oh, no. No. That's not going to work for us, Kyle.
This is the Jackson 5. This is great.
No, it's too early. Nope.
That's your guy.
Too early.
Little Michael flames his brother Jackie in this song, and it's so funny, dude. He talks about how Jackie's bad at basketball, so maybe Santa Claus should bring him a hoop that's 3 feet tall, and maybe he'll play like a pro. And I started dying when I first heard this.
That sounds like something Joel Embiid would say to somebody.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
everybody.
Yes, pretty much everybody. Yeah, it's too soon for Christmas music. Even Michael.
I just wanted to bring up that he disses his brother.
That Michael was dropping that little Michael Jackson of the Jackson 5 was dropping diss tracks back in the day.
It's December 8th. That's too early for Christmas music?
Yes.
Oh, boo.
Christmas music should start like December 24th or 23rd.
And end?
December 25th. Like as soon as the presents are open.
Yeah.
Oh, Damien's a Grinch.
Wow. I'm not a Grinch.
Tendencies.
No, I do not have
Grinch. You're Grinch adjacent for sure.
No, by the time you open presents on Christmas, aren't you over the whole thing?
No.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
In fact, I would argue that the way my family does it, we do like stockings and presents in the morning, and then we're done by noon. And so the rest of the day is when you really get to drink in the atmosphere. And that's when the music really fires up, because now that you're done with all the other stuff and now you're done with the material side, and now it's the atmosphere. It's the ambiance of the Christmas
you're
music.
You're so phony. Look, you're such a storyteller. See, Kyle's a writer. And yeah. he's telling stories.
No, not at all.
The higher your voice yeah. goes, the more likely you
I'm pretty sure. I'm Mariah Carey. Christmas album.
It's the lowdown in for the drive, in for Carmichael Dave. We thank you so much for being here with us, and thank you so much to members of the Lowdown audience at noon that got up nice and early with us.
What are you doing?
Yeah, Andy sent us a nice little note on Twitter. Andy, we appreciate that. Marty Mack, I don't know the last time Marty Mack slept.
I have to confirm that.
I don't think Marty Mack sleeps.
Yeah, because this is obviously early for me, not for you, but I was looking right when I woke up. Okay, let me check what's going on, look a few things at Twitter. Marty had been tweeting for over an hour.
Yeah,
I went, wait, my alarm went off at like 4:20.
Yeah, Marty
what?
Does.
Nice.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Marty does not sleep. Hey, Chris in Elk Grove, we appreciate you. He texted in as well at 44:11:40. Okay, screw you guys. I'm up and listening. This AM thing is a bad idea.
Still dark.
Got this. Yep. Hang in there, Jason. I'll get you through it, buddy. I stepped in some compete, and it was hard to get off my shoes. That's funny.
Gross.
If you miss my man, Devontae Freeman, this is a compete. Competes came out. That's going to be one of my favorite sound bites next to Tom Savage
his
press conference. Yep. There it is. That's a
that
good
was
one.
Lack of competes.
There was no compete. Or DeMarcus. All right. Cool.
Thanks, Boogie.
Thanks, DeMarcus.
Well said.
We appreciate you, man. We'll see you tonight when the Kings.
It's not 3-1 season.
Yes. Oh, man.
Because the other one was against the Kings.
Right. Let's not do that again.
And, yeah.
What approach that the Sacramento Kings are going to take against the New Orleans Pelicans. We're very eager to find out. We'll talk about that game in depth. In about an hour, right around 7:30, we'll talk about the Kings, and we'll get you ready for a really exciting, at least on paper, it looks to be a very exciting week in the NFL, and it was a very exciting night last night in the NBA. All 190 pounds of them, Brandon Ingram.
Isn't that much?
When he's sweaty.
Yeah. When he's full of electrolytes.
Yeah.
He... cool, calm, or as my
buckets.
Man Stu would say, cool as the other side of the pillow.
Yeah.
Nailed it. And let's not, I know Kings fans will hate this, that look from Lonzo. One, to pass up the corner three.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Smart play number one. He penetrated to the basket. And this is the part I haven't figured out. He penetrated to the basket, and maybe this is part of the process that they haven't figured out. He drew three Sixer defenders.
Yeah.
Brandon Ingram was open by like an entire half a court.
Yep.
And he just took it, caught it, hit it in stride, and the Lakers went on to beat the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, they just showed a graphic on SportsCenter of that play where they said Lonzo's take to the towards the basket, if he shot it when he's kind of on the baseline, had a 44% chance, as they deemed, of making it. Throwing out to Ingram was 33% chance. It's the right play, though, right?
I call a foul.
Yeah.
Lonzo Ball never has a 44%
chance
of making a shot.
Great point. Brandon Ingram's also shooting like 33% from three. I think if you're the Sixers, you kind of live with that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just wide open, though.
I'm fine with that, but do you leave? I mean, do you collapse on Lonzo Ball to that level? Like, it's not LeBron. It's not Kevin Durant. It's not De'Aaron Fox. It's not a guy who can get past everyone and get to the basket quickly. He's a guy who constantly is making a smart play.
Yeah.
And he saw that develop from beginning to end.
This may be way overthinking it, but do you think that there was an overreaction by the Sixers because they wanted to be the guy who, like, blocked Lonzo's shot?
Or do you think
they're just reacting?
I think they're just reacting.
Yeah.
I think it's a young team. Because I think things for young teams come quicker offensively than they do.
I'd agree with that.
Defensively.
Yeah. That felt like an end of a Kings game defensive sequence.
Right.
Like, wait, how did you leave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, I think if Brent Brown, when they go over that film, Brent Brown could probably skip the first 47 minutes and 37 seconds of that, and he's just going to go to that final possession and say, guys, I like the way you play, but look at this.
Yeah.
This is what we can't do
right
on the defensive side of the ball. Anymore. There's plenty of more NBA stuff to talk about. Thunder lose again, much to the delight of one Kyle Mattson. Another big night for Bradley Beal. And the Rockets, man, they continue to roll. There's some UFC stuff we want to touch on as well. The Browns waste no time in hiring their general manager. That was interesting. We got all that coming up in the next 30 minutes here on The Lowdown. Welcome back in, Damian and Jason, in for Carmichael Dave, who's in New Orleans tonight for the Kings and the Pelicans. We'll have that game for you, of course, at 5 o'clock. Jay Ross, woo-hoo, Jason. Boy, you got a long day ahead of you, my brother.
Yeah. Kings basketball later tonight.
Got Kings Live coming up at 4:30. I assume that means game night coming up at 3:30. I can do the math. I'm getting pretty good at this every once
in
a while. You know, we were talking about the Lakers a few minutes ago, the play Lonzo Ball made to get Brandon Ingram the ball. I know what a favorite topic the Ball family is in all of sports, but I do want to touch on, we'll do this at the top of the 7 o'clock hour because there's a few other things we got to get to in the NBA. There's a couple of MMA notes I want to touch on and some NFL stuff here. But at the top of the 7 o'clock hour, I'm sure you heard that the other Ball brothers, UCLA is ball free moving forward, which I think you're actually happy about being a big Bruin fan. I'm not really interested in the fact that LiAngelo and LaMelo are not going to play for UCLA, but I'm interested in the path that they're going to take in an attempt to get to the NBA. And we've had this conversation before, whether this has any influence on other athletes who want to circumvent college and get ready for the NBA. So we'll touch on that in the 7 o'clock hour. As we were kind of going over some NBA notes, the Thunder lost again. The Thunder were actually in control of that game. And
Brooklyn got him.
Carmelo, by the way, that pick that Cleveland holds from Boston is plummeting quickly.
Yep.
Off topic, sorry. They were in control of that game. Carmelo's really having a difficult time. Like, it felt like he got himself into a bit of a rhythm at the start of the season. And since then, man, they're really struggling. And him in particular, he's really struggling.
Yeah, and they needed more from him yesterday specifically because Paul George being out. Westbrook did his thing. I mean, he did what he normally does. But, you know, you need the points now. That's what Carmelo can do. That's what he can provide this team. And like I said from the beginning, watching them in person, I've been very impressed with their defense. I'm just surprised it's taken this long for that offense to really get any kind of continuity.
And it's wasted how well their defense has been.
Mm-hmm.
Because their defense has been, for the most part, really good this year.
Yeah, I would say a top five defense in the league. They get after people, and I think that's going to benefit them in the long haul. But, okay, I don't know when we transition from saying it's early. Because I think in the grand scheme of things, it probably is. But we're past the quarter point, and in, I don't know, a month, we're going to be almost middle of the season.
I think the early label comes off at Christmas.
Okay, so we're not far.
It feels like Christmas is actually the start of the season.
Yeah, for a lot of people.
Yeah, like, okay, because football's winding down, and now we're getting closer to the point with football where there's only one game on at a time.
Right.
Like, the Red Zone is about to disappear. The Red Zone channel
it's
going to disappear here pretty soon, and we're going to be forced to watch full games with commercial breaks and halftime shows and all of that stuff. And the closer we get to that, I think, is when the NBA kicks it. It's like the conversation that we had on the Lowdown with Sam Amick a couple of days ago. Like, Sam, like, how many owners, how many general managers, coaches, and players – we'll privately talk about, man, the season, it's just too long because no one cares right now.
Yeah.
But you only really care when a team is doing bad. Like, we'll talk about the Rockets here in a second. The Rockets, the Celtics, I mean, I feel like the Cavs have quietly won 13 straight games.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the second streak this year.
Yeah, Boston beat them, but other than that.
That's been in the teens.
Yeah, and their longest as a franchise, so...
Which is insane to think. Like 13 is a lot of games in a row.
It sure is.
But don't you feel like LeBron? Now he did in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it feel like LeBron's probably won like 20 something?
Seems like he has. Yeah, certainly. And you know, I remember it was the lockout year, the most recent one, which was I don't know how many years ago now. But they started at Christmas and played 66 games, and there was a lot of talk at that time how appealing that was.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've moved the season even up more into the middle of October. But kind of starting there and pushing it all the way into August, what would be the harm in that? You're really not competing with football.
Like you're getting through the dog days of baseball.
Uh-huh.
Like I don't know.
And you already
dominate
baseball,
yeah.
So you could just dominate that some more.
Free agency starts September 1st.
Sure.
Instead of
just push it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not a billionaire.
Right.
By any stretch of the imagination. I'm going to guess 66 games versus 82 games.
Oh, I was still saying 82, though, but just started
later.
Oh,
you're still doing 82?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not trying to hurt anybody's pocketbook in that.
I feel like the season's too long, though. I don't think it matters. Obviously, it doesn't matter to us because this is kind of what we do for a living. But for, like, the casual, like, if you're a Vikings fan, but you're also a T-Wolves fan.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you, like, do you really care right now? Or if you're a Saints fan, a team that's doing really well,
yeah.
Are you thinking about the Pelicans right now? You're focused on your Saints. Now, Philadelphia, like, your Eagles are one of the
best
teams.
They've got two good things going.
What? And it's like, okay, yeah, it's cool, but you guys got, like, 60 more games. Like, I got to focus on this team. So I'm just wondering how much for, like, casual fans – is it – I don't – talk to me at Christmas because that's when the marquee games start, right? We're talking about part of my – you know, we'll have our Friday Five. If you're not familiar with that, what we do every Friday on the lowdown from noon to 3, we kind of lay the table for you for the weekend. We give you some things to pay attention to, and I'll give you a sneak peek at one of them. It's almost Christmas time, right? Well, there's a superstar in the league that's coming back this weekend. Hasn't played a single game this year.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think – Pop was willing, and we've had this discussion before because we've never gotten any real clarity as to what exactly is going on with Kawhi because the Spurs are very like, oh, he'll be back sooner than later. And that's literally
that's
what Greg Popovich
yeah.
kept saying. Yeah, sooner rather than later. Okay, Pop, like, what does that mean?
Yeah, can you define that for us?
The feeling has always been the season starts at Christmas.
Right.
And so I think then – is where the early moniker ends.
Okay.
If they're still bad in January, I think there's like, we've got something wrong here in Oklahoma City.
And speaking on the Spurs just specifically, they've gone 17-8
right.
without Kawhi.
Right. Like, they keep doing it. Like, every year they're not supposed to do it, but they keep doing it. Remember, they played a huge chunk of that without Tony Parker
right.
also.
He just came back.
And with Oklahoma City, though, I mean, you say the season starts at Christmas. So let's say they get into mid-January and they're still a couple games back of a playoff spot. That team is talented enough to rip off 15 in a row, right?
I mean, absolutely.
I won't stop thinking that's a playoff team.
No, for
until
sure.
Until they're not in the postseason.
Yeah. And the best news, I think, for them is, as we talked with Sam the other day, right now they're ninth. So they're outside looking in. But as Kyle mentioned, if they have an 8-game win streak, before long, they could be fourth. That's how quickly it could change for them. But I think we want to see that. Can we see 3 in a row? I'm not asking for, you know, like. I honestly thought when they beat the Warriors, I thought, okay, that's the game that kind of they were fully engaged. They played well. That's going to start something. They lost a bunch of games after that.
They had no business losing last night, and I think that if I'm Billy Donovan, that's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah,
is they were beating Brooklyn. No, Chris Paul was not playing well. Russell Westbrook was playing very well, but it was Brooklyn, and they were in command of that game. They should have won.
Yeah.
And if I, like I said, if I'm Billy Donovan and even if I'm Scott Presti, I'm thinking, dude, what's the problem here? We're a great defensive team and you were up on a bad Brooklyn team. What's going on?
Right.
What did I say?
You said Scott.
Did I say Scott Presti?
Yeah.
Well, Because I'm also thinking of Scotty Brooks. Like, I just want them to merge
together.
Want them to more, because I'm looking at the box score, because I want to mention how great Bradley Beal played last night.
Oh, man.
I just want to merge Scotty Brooks and Sam Presti into one superhuman. Why is that wrong?
That's fair. No,
why don't
that's
you
fair.
Shut up, Kyle.
Wow.
Melo is the most selfish and overrated player in NBA history. He makes every team he has been on worse, except Team USA. Watching him struggle is a delight. I actually think Kyle sent that, but it was Chris.
Me?
Placerville. You hate the Thunder. And I think
But I am firmly in the Melo Hive.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
It's the Hive. Like the Beehive?
Melo Hive, yeah.
Oh. This is new to me.
Really?
I did not know.
Oh, I love Carmelo.
I didn't know the Melo Hive was a thing.
That's where he lives.
Oh, yeah.
Is it next to the Beehive?
Yes.
It can't be next. I mean,
Catty Corner.
Because the Beehive is.
To the Beehive.
I feel like the Beehive is Beverly Hills, and the Melo Hive might be like South Central, because you can't touch the Beehive.
Yeah.
That's the Beyonce crew.
That's exclusive.
No.
You don't fool with that. And if you dare tweet, if you put Beyonce in a tweet negatively, watch what happens.
Seriously?
Oh,
it's really bad.
Don't do it.
Last
tweet ever.
Don't do it.
I'm not doing it while it's dark.
You won't see the sun come out.
Yeah, I have to at least wait till it's daylight.
Except for some certain matchups that happen during the regular season, the NBA is really worth watching. Isn't worth watching until the playoffs start. From a casual fan perspective, there's just too many games. That's also here on the text line. Hoodie Melo will be fine by New Year's. Can we create a jersey where Carmelo plays in a hoodie?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't understand why the NBA won't let him do that.
Instead of wearing these jerseys with sleeves, a jersey with a hood. Melo would morph, and it'd be the coolest thing we'd ever seen in sports.
The Melo Hive would be.
Oh,
hot.
We would be buzzing.
We got some MMA notes coming up in just a few minutes. The Browns, they waste no time getting their general manager. And Jason, we've talked all this. I mentioned Bradley Beal. He had a great night. He followed up that 51-point performance with a 34-point performance. And you know, here we are, 41 minutes into the show, and have failed to mention how great the Houston Rockets are playing as they won again last night. We'll touch on that as we continue here with The Drive on Sports 1140. Damon and Jason, in for Carmichael Dave here on The Drive. We thank you so much for waking up and being with us. We thank you to those who have texted us as well. We encourage you to do the same. We love you being a big part of what we do each and every single day. If you're not familiar with us, we host the Lowdown 12 to 3 every single day here on Sports 1140. Also on the KHTK app, if you're headed into the office and you don't want to miss any part of today's show, go to the App Store. On your iPhone or your Samsung device, whatever it may be, just go into the App Store, search KHTK, download it. You can listen to the entire broadcast live and go back and listen to anything you missed in the on-demand section. It's the KHTK app. Go check that out. Houston Rockets win again. They've won 8 straight with Chris Paul in the lineup, just quietly rolling along, being one of the best teams in basketball.
Yeah, they haven't lost with Paul at all either. Right? He only played a couple games early, now the 8 in a row. And they're kind of destroying people, too. Mm-hmm. And obviously they have a unique they're the one that shoots the most threes. It's clear that's their plan. They're good at it. They spread the ball. And what's funny is they have really done a good job of spreading the minutes between Paul and Harden. They share the floor sometimes, but there's a lot of times we're not on the floor together, and they don't miss anything. You know, when last night during the game and the run that they made in the early third quarter, Harden was on. They were both on the floor. Then Harden went out and Paul took it over then. Then Harden comes back. It's just they're right now really, really clicking.
18, 13, and 9 for Chris Paul. Actually, I read that in wrong order. 18 points, 13 assists, 9 rebounds for Chris Paul. I firmly believe that you read it points, rebounds, and then assist.
Yeah. So is it the other way?
It's 18 points, 13 assists, 9 rebounds. But yeah. I read it as 18, 13, 9, and I absolutely believe
that's
the wrong way to do it. I think assists always go last.
I agree.
That's the case.
That's standard protocol when reading an NBA box score, right?
Then blocks and steals if you're going to 5. Or is it steals and blocks?
Can we look that up?
We have confirmation. What's the say in the Hive?
Check the Hive. Is there a Kyle Hive?
Hang on, I'll call them.
I'm getting some text here. There's some fans of Kyle Mattson. They love your chuckle.
Yeah.
Apparently you have a chuckle.
Don't you talk about my chuckle.
I love you. Come on, Kyle. I love you, man. I love your chuckle.
Get it for Christmas.
Got to go to the Chuckle Hut. That's a 30 Rock reference. That's a deep cut 30 Rock reference. Wow.
The Chuckle Hut?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a comedy club, but I can't explain what the chuckle of the pig is on air. But it's a restaurant where they serve chuckle sandwiches that at night reverts into a comedy club called the Chuckle Hut.
He explained it.
Wait, is the chuckle? What is the chuckle? That's what you can't tell me?
Yes.
Oh, it's degrading?
No, it's
FCC it's, frowned
yeah,
upon?
Yeah, I think so. All I think so.
All right. Isn't anything like flat baloney? Like, I'm just curious. I heard that a few minutes ago. Yeah. James Harden with 29 points. And here's Houston sitting at 19-4. Don't mind us, folks. Oh, by the way, they're 11. Now, when you lose 4 games, I mean, your home away records are going to look pretty insane. But they're 11-1 on the road.
That's like, what's killer.
How is that happening?
Yeah. I mean, when you can do that, then you show how dominant your performance has been. And they already have that great road win to start the year against the Warriors. And I still think probably a lot of people need to be believers in them to see if they could beat the Warriors later in a full-on series, if that ends up getting matched up. But I feel like they care about getting the one seed. And so I think they're going to go for it.
I do, too.
I think the Warriors want it, but aren't fazed if they don't get it.
I think Harden knows when he gets the one seed, his MVP. I don't think his – well, it's – we're I hate this, but right now I think he's the front runner to the MVP. Mm-hmm. I know Kyrie is really, really, really close behind. Giannis is cute, but that's not
– LeBron has to be close, too.
No, he's not going to get it. He's not – LeBron is the MVP year after year.
He's averaging 28, 8, and 8.
I understand that. You have to remove him from the conversation.
See
– unless he averages 28, 10, and 10, which might even be knocked down a little bit because we just saw it last year – LeBron gets taken out of the conversation. We expect him to be this great.
See, but I think that has been the dominant conversation over the last couple of years, is how LeBron isn't in the conversation, which I think is going to eventually come back around.
But LeBron is always in the conversation. Like, if you're truly judging the most valuable player of the year, year after year, Steph would have 0. Russell Westbrook would have 0. And LeBron would have, like, 8. I don't see it. If we're really judging most valuable player, yes, it's 1,000% LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Right now and in 40 games and in 60 games, it's going to be LeBron. I don't think unless they go on to win like 34 straight.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, what they're doing right now, and he's shooting at an all-time best that he's ever done. That's what's also crazy.
Has anyone hit 30? No one's hit 30, right?
Recently.
Like 33 is the record by the Lakers.
Right.
And I don't even know if it was Los Angeles or Minneapolis.
The Heat got to 27, I think, or 28. And what did the Warriors get to? 24?
24, yeah. And I feel like maybe the Rockets, like a random Rockets
team. Oh, yeah, 22.
Got to the 20s. So 20, you said 8, the Heat?
I think 27 is what the Heat
was. 27 was the closest.
Yeah. So they're still not, I mean, from the Lakers, they're still 20 wins away.
Is that one of those records that won't be broken? 34 straight wins.
I wonder if it's...
That's almost half the season.
Yeah, if it's going to be easier in one sense because of the way they're trying to spread the games out, but I don't know.
Is it easier because there's only like 4 really good teams in the NBA and everyone else is hovering around 500?
That could be, but I think that's when you get...
complacent.
Yeah, I mean, like, the Cavs are better than the Kings. Kings nearly got them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Warriors lost to the Kings. Warriors are better than... I mean, you know, those are the kind of things that... I mean, no, they're not.
A couple of texts here. By the way, hi, Dave. Your voice isn't annoying today. The people who are sending Carmichael Dave jokes know that he's going to read the text line later.
So oh, yes. Yeah.
He will. He's probably listening.
Yeah, right. Well, that wouldn't make it as fun if he's listening right now, but yes, he probably is. He's going to read the text line later, so please send as many jokes about Carmichael Dave as you want.
Oh, yeah, we're encouraging him.
We're absolutely encouraging it at 44-11-40.
There's probably more Carmichael Dave jokes when he's here.
Yeah, I've
seen there are today.
The text line when I come in every day, I'm like, yeah. I'm always confused as to what went on
the last few minutes
same,
of the show.
Same, and I'm here for all 3 hours.
I just look at what you guys are talking about, and it's what do you guys do for 3 hours? It's some of the most interesting and disturbing stuff.
It's I've the ever texty seen. Beasts.
The texty beasts.
I did not come up with that.
I'm so happy to hear that. I'm so happy to hear that you didn't come up with that. But, yeah, please go ahead and keep your jokes coming, because when he reads them, I don't know if he'll laugh or his feelings will be hurt. But either way, we'll all have a collective laugh about it. 44-11-40. You can get us on the text line. Also, 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. We figure since we're filling in here on the drive, we'll just go guest-free all 3 hours, and you can get a big dose of Jason Ross.
Woo!
Nothing beats that. Hey, Georges St. Pierre, he just won the middleweight championship in the UFC about a month ago. Yesterday, he vacated that title. It's the second title that Georges St. Pierre has vacated. And the list of issues for the UFC continue to grow. Now, this one, GSP had talked about not feeling well during training. Well, they were able to diagnose it. And I have a really difficult time in saying what he has, because it sounds like something else, and I don't know that I'm saying it right. So he has an inflammatory bowel disease. I'm going to leave it at that without saying the name of it, because I don't want to get the name wrong. But he has an inflammatory bowel disease that's actually could be quite dangerous. It's caused ulcers in his digestive tract. So they didn't know how long he would be out, so he has forfeited that title, and there's no telling. Maybe GSP
he has to forfeit the title?
He doesn't have to. But without a time frame to come back, it's the smart thing to do. Which, you know, I'll go back to an argument that our old buddy Ken Rudolph used to make about MMA is, why do I care about these guys who are constantly losing fights, but they're in title fights? Well, this is how this keeps happening. Mm-hmm. And UFC had a terrible 2017. And here we are December, 8th, is it?
Yeah.
December 8th, and it's managing to get worse, which is amazing. Ronda Rousey is close to finalizing a deal with WWE. That's
you like that?
That's the no-brainer of the decade.
Yeah.
But what people have to remember, and I try to remember, is she's leaving the world of fighting into, like, now she's into television.
Entertainment.
So Ronda is fantastic, and she should be fantastic in this role, but how is WWE going to write for her? You would like to believe that even they can't screw this up, but I've watched long enough to see them drop the ball a couple of times. But they're close to finalizing a deal. I imagine Ronda Rousey will be a big part of WrestleMania in New Orleans this coming year. Where the Sacramento Kings are tonight. Kings, Pelicans coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll touch on that. We'll get back into the Thursday night football game last night. We got plenty more coming. We'll kick off hour number 2 of the drive next here on Sports 1140.